And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 31st of August, 2015. It was in 1837 on this day Ralph Waldo Emerson delivered his famous American Scholar address to the Phi Beta Kappa Society of Harvard, telling the students to think for themselves, to create rather than repeat, and not to look to Europe for cultural models. It's the birthday of William Shawn, born Chicago, 1907, went to work for the New Yorker magazine as a reporter for the Talk of the Town section, became its editor. He spent 54 years with the magazine, and when he was forced to retire in 1987, he wrote a last letter to his colleagues saying, "We have built something quite wonderful together." The first radio news program was aired on this day in 1920 on station 8MK in Detroit, which the Detroit News had started up as a kind of trial. 8MK is still in business under the call letters WWJ, still an all-news station. It's the birthday of William Saroyan, Fresno, California, 1908, his parents, recent refugees from the Turkish massacres in Armenia. His father died when the boy was three. His mother put her children in an orphanage in Oakland, and Saroyan spent 5 years there before she was able to claim him again. His mother picked fruit on farms and worked in canneries. Saroyan started selling newspapers on the streets when he was 8 years old. He liked school. He had to leave at the age of 15, so he got his education in public libraries. He wrote a short story when he was in his mid-20s, The Daring Young Man on the Flying Trapeze. It was published in Story magazine. It was a big hit, and he then developed it into a book, which became a bestseller in 1934. William Saroyan, whose books were about celebrating life in the midst of poverty. Towards the end of his life, dying of prostate cancer, Saroyan said, "Everybody has got to die, but I have always believed an exception would be made in my case. Now what?" Here's a poem for today by Mary Oliver, entitled Clam. Each one is a small life, but sometimes long, if its place in the universe is not found out. Like us, they have a heart and a stomach. They know hunger and probably a little satisfaction, too. Do not mock them for their gentleness. They have a muscle that loves being alive. They pull away from the light. They pull down. They hold themselves together. They refuse to open. But sometimes they lose their place and are tumbled shoreward in a storm. Then they pant, they fill with sand, they have no choice but must open the smallest crack. Then the fire of the world touches them. Perhaps on such days they too begin the terrible effort of thinking, of wondering who and what and why. If they can bury themselves again in the sand, they will. If not, they are sure to perish, though not quickly. They also have resources beyond the flesh. They also try very hard not to die. A poem by Mary Oliver, Clam, from What Do We Know, published by DeCapo Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity.com. Personalized brain training developed by neuroscientists to challenge memory and problem-solving through online games, Lumosity.com. And by LegalZoom, providing legal help to Americans with online services, customer support, and independent legal advice. Legal help is at LegalZoom.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.